The demonstrations continue, but in Bangladesh, the Council for Interfaith Harmony is asking the United Nations to frame a code of conduct sanctifying the dignity of religious figures. Shamshir Chaudhary is Bangladesh's ambassador in Washington.
Because if you really want to achieve peace and understanding, there is need for dialogue among civilizations and not play up this theme of clash of civilizations.
The ambassador says there has to be an alternative to religious extremism of any kind.
There should not be stereotyping. Religious extremism in any religion is wrong. It creates hatred, it creates distrust, it takes away human dignity, and that should not be the case.
In Washington, D.C., the Council on American Islamic Relations brought together a group of religious leaders. The Reverend Clark Lowenstein is executive director of the Interfaith Conference of Metropolitan Washington.
It is our responsibility as people of any one faith to learn about other faiths. And in that process, to deepen understanding, to build trust, to work together to solve community problems, so that we know that we are together in this world to help build justice, to help overcome poverty, to help relieve hunger, and that that is a mutual responsibility we have as people of all faiths. And in that process, if we are committed and able to do that, then we will undercut those who are the religious extremists and who have who abuse religion to justify their own ends.
Rabbi Mark Gopin, director of the Center for World Religions at George Mason University in Virginia, says negotiation can settle cultural differences.
I think the best way to do that is developing relationships of a substantive nature, particularly between groups that are enemies. I've spent my life on that. It works, particularly when there are gestures of respect that go along with difficult negotiations over things that we differ about.
The demonstrations get covered by the news media, but there is a growing number of interfaith dialogue sessions around the United States and elsewhere. For Muslims in some Western countries, these sessions offer a chance to talk about their faith and correct some of the stereotypes and misperceptions about Islam. They believe it's a more useful alternative to expressing anger by taking to the streets. Mohammed El-Shenawi, VOA News.